Amen. But the ones on the good soil. Amen. They sprout up.
Zakamera.
And they showed a manifold seeds.
Zaka buditsa mbeu dzakawanda.
Amen. So brother sister.
Saka hamanza.
That's the same thing.
Ndizvo zvimwechete.
With the word in this end time.
Neshoko munguva ine kupedzira.
God.
Mwari.
Has sown that seed.
Mwari vakadyara mbeu.
And remember that seed.
Rangarirai mbeu iyi.
Is falling into different grounds.
Iri kuwira pa ivhu rakasiyana.
The prophet says the good ground.
Mbhurumbira anoti ivhu rakanaka.
Is your attitude.
Hanzi maonero ako.
Towards the promise of the word of God.
Kuvimbiso yeshoko ramwari.
Because when you take that word.
Nekuti ukatora shoko iri.
With a positive heart.
Nemoyo wakanaka.
That word.
Shoko iri.
Will bring forth of its own kind.
Rino zvibereka.
Amen. He says in one quotation.
Vano taura mune imwe mharidzo.
He says many times.
Hanzi kakawanda.
We say the gospel. The word is the gospel.
Hanzi shoko evangeli.
Amen. But he says the gospel is not the word.
Asi evangeli harichi shoko bedzi.
Amen. He says the word.
Hanzi shoko.
Amen. And he says, we say the word is the gospel.
Is it not a shoko ndiyo evangeli?
Amen. But the gospel is not the word.
Asiro evangeli harisi shoko.
He says the word.
Vanoti shoko.
Because the Bible says.
Ne Bible rinoti.
In the beginning.
Pakutanga.
Was the word.
Pakanga kuine
shoko. And the word was with God.
Shoko rakanga rina Mwari.
And that word was God.
Shoko iranga rina Mwari.
And that word is a seed.
Zvino shoko iri imbeu.
So he says the word.
Hanzi shoko.
Is a seed.
Imbeu.
Which produces.
Rinobereka.
The gospel.
Vangeri.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you take heed to the word.
Nekuti iwe unoteerera shoko.
If you are sick.
Kana uchirwara.
If you are sick.
Kana uchirwara.
The Bible says.
Bible rinoti.
By his stripes.
Nemavanga ake.
You are healed.
Wakaporeswa.
You take in that word.
Unotora shoko iri.
Which is the seed of God.
Inoambeu ya Mwari.
Amen. And that word.
Zvino shoko iri.
Produces the gospel.
Rinobara buritsa
vangeri. In your life.
Muupenyu wako.
It says if you are cast down.
Kana wakaodzwa moyo.
You think there's no one who loves you.
Uchiti hapana anondida.
You think all have forsaken you.
Uchiti vose vakufuratira.
The Bible says.
Bible rinoti.
Come unto me.
Uyai kwandiri.
All ye that labor.
Imi mose
munoshayira.
Makaremerwa.
And you take that word.
Wotora shoko iri.
Amen. That word comes into you.
Shoko iri rikauya mauri.
And you get the peace of God.
Wobva wana rugare rwa
Mwari. It produces the gospel.
Zvinobva zvaburitsa vhangeri.
So it's the word.
Saka ishoko.
Which produces the gospel.
Rinobuditsa
vhangeri. So it's you, brother, sister.
Saka iwe ndiwe hama.
Taking the word of God.
Unofanira kutora shoko ramwari.
Believe it.
Woritenda.
Stand on that word.
Womira neshoko.
Knowing that God.
Uchiziva kuti Mwari.
He can never lie.
Havafe vakareva nhema.
Whatever he has said.
Chero zvavataura.
He is more than able.
Vanokwanisa nekupfuurira.
To fulfill.
Kuri zadzikisa.
But many times, brother, sister.
Asi kakawanda hama
zvadzi. We are fearing for God.
Tinotyira Mwari.
Don't for fear for God, brother, sister.
Haikona kutyira Mwari hama
zvadzi. Come to that place.
Where
you know
the
word of God
is
God's seed.
And
that seed, according to the law of God, from Genesis, when God was creating the earth, God said, let every seed bring forth of its own kind. Amen. If that word is the seed of the word of God. When you bury it in your heart. Oh, brother, sister. Sure enough. According to God's promise, God's commandments. According to the law of God. It's going to produce whatever God. Whatever God has put into it. To bring forth. It's not your worry. Amen. 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 The prophet says. Amen. Like the farmers. When he goes to plant his seeds. When he plants his maize. When he has planted. Oh, brother, sister. When he has done the planting. The only problem which he will be having. Amen. Is to plant. Amen.
That's the only problem.
When he is
holding that
SC,
we don't know the kind of seed.
Amen.
His only problem that I must plant this seed in the soil. When he has done planted the seed, he has finished his part. He lives
to
everything to the law of God. Because he believes the law of God put by
let
God.
Let every seed bring forth of its own
time.
You, brother, sister, when you take the word of God into you, whether you are sick and you know, the Bible says, is there anyone amongst you sick? Let him call the elders of the
church
and he confesses these things. They anoint him with oil and they pray for him and he's going to be healed. And if you do that according to the revelation which God has given you of his word, know that God will stand by his promise. When you have done that, what do? You go away rejoicing.
If
someone has planted, amen, he knows. Ah, no, today I've done everything. Amen, which is required for me to do for the seed. Sure enough, I'm going to reap. Amen, where I've sown. So, brother, sister, the problem with us this day is because our eyes of understanding are still closed. Just like these brothers who were going to Emmaus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Their eyes of understanding was closed. Amen. They could not really come to realize what God was doing, amen, by the coming of Jesus Christ. That's why, brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, let's pray that God may open up our eyes of understanding that we might really know what God has done in this hour, where God wants us to come to. Brother, sister, God has not called us to come to a place where we are just coming to be church members. Brother, sometimes when you look in your life, amen, you should be really seeing in your life, especially when we are in this journey. Amen. Because I like what the prophet says. He says the same journey which the children of Israel took from Egypt.
It's
the same journey
which
the church takes.
It's
the same journey
which
the Christian takes.
Amen.
So along the journey, there is so many things which happen. Amen. Amen. And God has purposed it that way. Mwari wanango karuka wango shamisika kutuwana Israel. Vashika pambeli pe Red Sea.
God was not surprised that the children of Israel ended up at the Red Sea.
Amen. Vana wa Israel wanga wasinga see.
It's the children of Israel which did not know.
Asimari wakanga tutuwa Moses.
But God actually spoke to Moses.
Menda wano kimbeta kemp pakati.
Go and camp at a certain place.
Gomo.
That there will be a mountain on this side.
Kune, kune Red Sea.
And there will be a Red Sea on the other side.
Kune wana, kuna Pharaoh ne man.
And there is Pharaoh and his army.
And they were now backed up.
Vakanga vakomberezwa.
In a place where they could not go anyway.
Munzimbo yakasakwanza kupukunyuka.
Amen. Asi yakanga iri plan ya Mwari.
But anyhow, it was God's plan. So my brother and sister, in your own personal life,
as
a believer, that God called you. Rangarira, in this journey that you are traveling, you are not walking with the church. You are not moving with Brother Lazarus. No. You are not moving with Brother Shamba. No. It's an individual walk. Because God called you as an individual. So you will not be stumbled by what Brother Lazarus does.
Brother Lazarus, destination.
Do you know Brother Lazarus' destination? Maybe Brother Lazarus will just come and preach here and be cast away.
Amen.
So if Brother Lazarus backslides, are you going to backslide this? No, brother and sister. Know that this journey that you are on, you are an individual walking with God. It's God who called you. But God along this journey,
amen.
He allows certain circumstances in your life.
Those
circumstances,
if
they are supposed to cause you,
amen,
to realize
the present stage. Ministry yako
iwe in your ministry.
Because
every person
ministry
has got a ministry
that's
in your life.
Amen. Amen.
So each and every stage, it's trying you and me. That way I've reached.
How far have I gone? How far do I have faith in this God? How far do I trust this God? Amen. That's why the Bible says many of the children of
Israel,
they were overturned in the wilderness because the word which they heard, they never mixed it with faith. Amen. They never realized that this journey
that they were embarking on, it was not for them to look for solutions.
Amen.
Solutions would come from God. Now, if you are walking in a destination where you don't even have the
roadmap,
so you are only waiting upon the one who's leading you. You don't look for solutions.
Amen.
Now, if somebody comes and takes you and says, maybe you have not been to South Africa, and I've taken you to South Africa, but I know South Africa very well. I know the directions and how to get there.
Amen.
Maybe you get to a certain place. Then probably I'm acting like I am lost. Now, you the one whom I've taken for this journey. It's not you who must bring a solution that how far we must go. You don't know where you are going. It's the person leading you who knows. It's the same thing with the Christian walk. It's the same with the Christian journey. It's God who called us. We are on our way to Canaan.
We are waiting for that change of the body.
And
we have to listen to him. And then he's the one who is giving instructions. In as much as he was doing to the children of Israel,
they
had never been to Canaan. They were born in Egypt. Amen.
No one had been to Canaan. It's God who calls them.
And
God had determined a way to go. And it's God who had the solution of all the problems they would meet on the journey. But the problem that they had is that they tried to have their own solution to the problems that God allowed them
to
pass through.
You have to look up to God. Because it is God who is leading. It is God who is going before you. Because remember, he had told them, I'll send my angel before you. My brother, sister, many a times, as we stand here this morning, we think it is man.
I'm not here because of the will of man. Everyone else, I met them here. I'm here because of God.
Amen. And I know that God, he has spoken to me. I've heard his voice. And I know when it speaks to me, no matter what happens,
even if they come another voice, to the original voice, it cannot change me. It cannot change me. Because I heard something which spoke to me.
Moses.
When he spoke to God on the burning bush.
Amen. When he was in Egypt.
Peter.
Amen. When those
the witches of Egypt.
Nanga zafaro.
Amen. When they also turned their sticks into snakes.
Pavakashandura tsimbo dzavo kuita nyoka.
Amen. Moses anangoti anoone. Ah, saka nemwari wacho akachepa.
Moses never said, he's a cheap god. If he, what he does can be done by magic. No.
Moses, when he went from the burning bush,
Moses paga baba gwenzira ipfuta.
He was convinced.
Akanga
atogutsikana mumoyo. This one who has spoken to me.
Kuti uyu ataura neni.
Is the God who has created the heavens and the earth.
Ndimwari akasika denga nenyika.
Because his signs.
Nekuti zviratidzo zvake.
The signs which were performed by Moses.
Zviratidzo zvakaitwa naMoses.
They were performed by God actually.
Zvakatoitwa naMwari.
Were tied to the promise of the word.
Dzanga dzakabatana nevimbiso.
That's why, brother, sister.
Ndosaka hamanza.
Whatever happened in your life.
Chino chichaitika mupenyu.
They are tied to the word.
Chinofanange chakabatana nezvo.
It will never point anywhere apart from the word.
Hachifana kunongedza kune chimwe
chinhu. That's why anything which comes.
Ndosaka chero chichauya.
Which is not the word.
Chisiri shoko.
It will never bring you to a place where you can start walking in another way.
Achifana kukunza paimwe nzvimbo yekuti ufanira kufamba neimwe
nzira. Which is not the word.
Isiri shoko.
Nokuti shoko ramwari hamanzvadzi.
Because the word of God, brethren,
God made a ring in our hearts.
Is the one that's pulsating mumwemedu.
Mwari ndivo vari kutungamirira.
Is God leading.
Mwari ndivo vari kuenda pamberi pousu
hwedu. Is God going before our faces.
Amen. Hamanzvadzi mangwanana nhasi.
My brother and my sister, today.
Tikurudzirane.
Let's encourage one another.
Kuti parwendo ratiri kufamba.
That in this walk,
haikona kutarisa pane zvinhu zvakakutenderedza.
Don't look at the circumstances.
Ndosaka Paul achitaura mukati memagwaro.
That's why Paul says in the scriptures.
You have to make sure.
Unofanira kuva nechokwadi.
Your election.
Kusanangurwa kwako.
And calling.
Nekudanwa kwako.
How do you make sure your election and calling?
Unova nechokwadi nekudanwa nekusanangurwa kwako.
You look at your life.
Unotarisa upenyu.
You compare it with the word.
Woenzanisa neshoko.
Amen. You see what the word says for this day.
Woona zvinotaura neshoko ramwari. Maringe nezuva ranhasi.
Panguva ino yatiri kurarama hanzvadzi. Inguva yekuti Mwari.
In this day that we are living.
Vakaiswa pachena.
It's day that God was manifested.
Sei Mwari vakazviisa pachena.
Why did God unveil himself?
Iwewe neni.
So that you and me.
Tisika patinoine a relationship na Mwari.
That we come to a relationship with God.
Each and every individual.
Kuti mumwene mumunhu mumwene mumwe.
You experience that supernatural God in your own life.
Uve nechitiko na Mwari uyu wemweya muupenyu hwako pachako.
Nokuti nhasi uno.
Because today.
Amen. Tinotiri message.
We say we are in the message.
Tirikuverenga pamusoro pezvakaitwa naMwari.
We are reading about what God did.
Amen. And we are reading in the spoken word.
Tirikuverenga spoken word.
We are reading about what God has done.
Tirikuverenga zvakaitwa naMwari.
Tichi zvinotiita excite.
It excites us.
Amen. Asi kazhinji vanhu vaMwari.
But most of the times
ipapo ndo patangogumira.
We end there.
Amen. Branham anotaura kuti.
Branham says.
Handi kana kuri kuti uri kutonhorwa.
If you are feeling cold,
ndikauya kwauri.
And if I come to you,
ne moto waka drawiwa.
With a painted fire.
Amen. We vanhu vari kudziya moto vachi.
In that picture there are people
vachidzirwa pa picture.
Who are being warmed by that painted fire.
Handi nongoiona kuti hazveshuwa picture yemoto iyi.
You can see that it's a fire on the picture.
Asi iwe haufe wakadzirwa.
But that painted fire will never warm you.
Unoramba uchitonhorwa.
You continue to be in cold.
Kana chando icho chigona kuuraya unotofane chando
icho. If you are going to die of that cold, you will die.
Handi chinodiwa.
But what we need.
Kuite tite rikindru.
Ngatitungidze zvakare.
That same fire.
Moto mumwe chete.
Which is on the picture.
Uri pamufananidzo.
And we make it alive.
Toita mupenyu.
And we feel the heat of that fire.
Tobatadzirwa nemoto.
That's what the message has to be today.
Ndozvinofanira kuva mharidzo nhasi.
Yes, brother, sister.
Hongu hamanzadzi.
Amen. I like what the prophet used to say.
Ndinofarira zvinowanzo taura
neprofeti. But many times maybe we overlook those things.
Asi dzimenguva tinongozvitarisira pasi.
Amen. The prophet always used to say.
Muprofita angara achiti.
When he's speaking about that woman at the well of Samaria.
Pandara pamusoro pemudzimai patsime reSamaria.
Amen. When Jesus Christ descended that woman.
Jesu Kristu pavakanzvera.
When he speaks about that story, he always says, if you read, you know, speak of it all the time. All the time when the prophet is speaking about the woman of Samaria, after he has related what happened,
amen,
Jesus descending that woman, amen, he says, that was Jesus. Yesterday.
Vanowanzogara vachiti uya ndi Jesu wanezuro.
Amen. But we have to see Jesus today.
Asi tinoda kuona Jesu wanhasi.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why the prophet was preaching messages.
Let us
see God.
Amen.
Why was he preaching those messages?
Because
he was bringing from history.
To make
sure
you
see
munoona,
that the God
kuti Mwari,
who was in the history
angari munorondo,
is still the same God.
Achiri Mwari mwe chete,
even this morning.
Kunyange mangwana
that's what it has to be.
Those as no fanira kuva.
This morning,
mangwana ne anu,
in this Eastly Tabernacle, let it be your desire
chako,
that truly we have read about this God.
Kuti choko wali takavene kama soro pa Mwari.
We should also do like what's this? My. Mama, forgive me.
Did I get it?
This Israelite.
To find out which the same Israelite.
In the time of the kings. When Israel was being impoverished.
Apo Israel yanga pinda munzara.
By the Amalekites.
Nima Amalekites.
Amen. And God came to this young man and he said, thou art a mighty man of valor.
The Lord is with you.
Amen. He says, if I be a mighty man of valor, and if God be with us, where be all his miracles?
If we
are saying God is with us, if we say God is with us, then we should ask that question. Where be his miracles? Where be is there Christians? Where are the Christians who live a life of Christ?
Where
are there people who show forth the character of Jesus Christ? We have to see that, brother, sister. There is no excuse for you to display any other character apart from the character of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, amen, a righteous man. Amen. He's like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Amen. And he brings this fruit in his season. Brother, sister, the church of God is built on that river of water. Remember when John was on the Isle of Patmos? He was there because of the word of God. Amen. He was there. Amen. He has been banished there because of the testimony of Jesus Christ. He had displayed so much the life of God till the carnal man. The only thing they could attribute to the supernatural was to call him a witch.
That's why Jesus Christ was called Beelzebub. Because they did not have the eyes to see
Christ Jesus.
That Jesus Christ
akanga aripo kuti aratidze zviri mwari.
Was there to show
forth God.
So when he displayed God,
nokuti ivo vakanga vajaira nganga.
Because they were used to witchcraft.
Ivo vakanga vajaira zvinhu zverima.
Because they were used to works of darkness.
Vakaita attribute Jesu Kristu.
They said his works.
Kuzvinhu zvavanoziva.
They are attributed to Beelzebub, which they were used to.
Amen. Asiso amanzvadzi.
But we, brethren, in the day that we are living, Jesus Christ was manifested that our eyes would be opened so we can see that what God's desire is for you and me to reach to the stage where God may be manifest in our life. If we don't manifest God in our lives,
amen, we have missed the mark.
Tapota chinangwa.
Because, brother, sister,
nekuti hama hanzvadzi,
being in the message of this hour,
kuvemo mharidzo yenguva yedu iyi.
Amen, amen. It's not just reading the spoken word.
Hakusi kungoverenga spoken word.
Being in the message of the hour.
Kuvemo mharidzo yenguva ino.
What is the message of the hour, brother, sister?
Chiko chinonzi mharidzo yenguva yedu.
The message of this hour,
mharidzo yenguva ino,
is Christ in you.
Ndi Kristu ari mauri.
The hope of glory.
Tariro yekupwinya.
Because that's what that prophet was speaking about. Because all those things, the revelation of the word, the prophet even says, what is the revelation of the seals?
chiko chinonzi chizaruro chezvisimbiso.
Amen. It is revealing Christ.
Kuzarurwa kwaKristu.
Because the message.
Nekuti mharidzo.
Amen. Of the opening of the word.
Yekuzarurwa kweshoko.
The opening of the seals.
Yekuzarurwa kwezvisimbiso.
The opening of those seven thunders.
Kuzarurwa kwemitini miraminomwe.
It's not something which we have to argue about.
Achichinje kuti tofanira kuitisa gakava.
It's not something which we have to make churches about.
Achichinje kuti tofanira kugadzira machechi nacho.
The opening of the word.
Kuzarurwa kweshoko.
Was only showing.
Kwaingoratidza chete.
What God was doing.
Zvaiitwa naMwari.
Throughout all the ages.
Mumazera
that
ose,
it has been Jesus Christ
kuti anga ari Jesu Kristu,
calling his people
ari kudana vanhu
to come to a place
kuti vasvike pachinzvimbo,
where he can be fully seen
apo panokwanisa kuonekwa zvizere,
in the life of the believer,
muupenyu hwemutendi.
Your theme is a Bible.
That's the whole theme of the Bible.
Theme Bible ramanzvadzi.
The principal theme of the Bible, my brother.
I see my church anga ariko.
That we have churches.
Theme is Bible.
The theme of the Bible.
Yekuti Kristu ayo anoonekwa mauri.
For Christ to
mauri we neni.
Manifested in you and me.
Kuti zuva nezuva ratinofamba.
That each and every day in our
lives. Anenge achionekwa mukati moupenyu hwedu.
The one who will be seen in our lives.
Ndi Kristu Jesu.
Is Christ Jesus.
Ndosaka hama hanzvadzi.
That's why my brother.
Bible inotaura hiro kuti.
The Bible says.
Kana munhu ava muna Kristu.
If a man is in Christ.
Zvakare zvinenge zvapfuura.
All things are passed away.
Zvitsva zvinenge zvauya.
And behold, all things are new.
Zvitsva.
Which things are new?
Zvitsva upenyu hwaMwari.
The new things is the life of God.
Upenyu hwaMwari hune necha yaho.
The life of God has got a different nature.
Upenyu hwaMwari.
The life of God.
Hune maitiro awo.
He has got a different attitude.
Upenyu hwaMwari.
The life of God.
Haupikisani neshoko raMwari.
Doesn't argue with the words.
Upenyu hwaMwari.
The life of God.
Unoenderana nevimbiso yeshoko raMwari.
It is in continuity with God's
promise
in the day that you are living. Because the children of God, they are the seed of the word of God,
which is
being made manifest in their day. That's why in you and me, my brothers and sisters, we must see a manifestation of the goodness of the word.
Amen. Brother, sister,
my brother and
that's
sister,
why in this life that we are living in, amen, as we go along, and we are still in this temple here. Amen. Amen. Many faults will we have.
That is something that we don't realize as children of God.
As long as we
are in this body of flesh. This body of flesh.
Amen. Wakafanana nevana Israel.
It's just like the children of Israel.
You know the children of Israel.
You know the children of Israel.
Vakabva kuEgypt.
When they came out of Egypt.
Vakabva vapinda muCanaan.
And entered Canaan.
Yakanga iri promised land.
That was their promised land.
Asi Mwari akabva ati mudrive marudzi ese abude.
But God said you would have to drive all the heathens out.
Yakabva vadrive vakabva.
And they drove them out.
Asi vakabva vagara kunhenderekedzo dzavo.
But now they were living in their borders.
Amen. And the doors vanga vachingoramba vachivanetsa ivavo.
And those were continually giving them problems.
And Mwari vane vakanga vachizviita for a purpose.
And God did it nechinangwa.
Amen. Kuti kana vana veIsrael vakangobva pamberi paMwari.
That when they leave God's law.
Mwari vaitendera.
God would allow.
Kuti maAmori.
That the Ammonites.
MaCanaanites.
The Canaanites.
Vaita invade Israel.
Invade Israel.
And bring trouble pamusoro peIsrael.
Vobva vavapinza munjau.
Until they cry back to God.
Kusvikira vachema zvakare
kuna Mwari. When they cry back to God.
Kana vachema kudzoka kuna
Mwari. Mwari vapa victory.
And God gives them victory.
In as much as you and me, brothers.
Ndozvi mechetezve even
in as much as we are in this body.
Tichingori munyama ino.
Mutumbi uno.
This body of flesh
unoramba uchikunetsa.
Will continually give you problems.
Ndosaka even Paul.
That's why Paul,
akanga ari mutumo wekereke yekutanga,
who was the messenger to the first church,
akazadzwa nemweya mutsveni,
filled with the Holy Spirit,
akanga aona shongo yegore remoto,
he had seen the pillar of fire,
akadzinga achinyorera kuvaRoma,
he was writing to the Romans,
akazva munoziva hamanzi hamanzi,
as you know, brethren,
pandiona kuita zvakanaka,
whenever I want to do
chakaipa chinenge chiripo,
evil is always present,
amen, asi ndotenda Mwari,
but I thank God,
nokuda kwaJesu Kristu,
because of Jesus Christ,
kuti nini nokuda nemweya wangu.
Because on my own,
ndinoshumira murayiro waMwari.
I saved the law of God. But with this flesh, I saved the law of this land. As long as we are in this body, in this Christian journey, many things will happen. But when they happen, you must realize there are things that is going to happen. When they happen,
uyu munhu
This body of flesh.
Anoratidza.
You manifest.
Zvake.
His.
Zvakare.
Attributes. His old nature.
Zvinhu zvinoitika izvozvo ama.
That's what happens.
Ndosikarega kuti titaura nechinhu zvechokwadi tobva taita kunge vanhu vanenge vatsvene stereo kana vachina mazvo.
No, it doesn't make you an angel.
Amen.
Amen.
Hazvire kuti hauna kupona iwe.
It's not like you are not saved. This body.
Ndozvauri.
That's what it is.
Asi hama hanzvadzi.
But my brother.
Mwari vakazviitira.
God did it.
Kuti nguva dzese.
That every time.
Kuti vanhu vatarise kwavari.
You must always look up to him.
Uzive kuti you cannot make it on your own.
Uzive kuti haukwanise kukunda uri wega.
You have to rely on him.
Unotovimba navo.
You have to rely upon his promise.
Unofanira kuvimba nevimbiso dzavo.
Because this promise says.
Kana
munhu ave muna Kristu ave chisikwa chitsva.
That's your testimony.
Une confession.
It's a testimony. Yes,
wakaitwa naMwari.
Of what God did.
Kwete confession.
Not a testimony.
Yes, zvinoda kutaura nyama yako.
Of what your flesh is saying.
Iwe unoita confession.
You have a confession.
Yes, akataurwa naMwari.
Of what God said.
Confession is akataurwa naMwari.
God's confession.
Inoita bring to subjection.
Inoita mutumbi uye
pasi. Zvinoda kutaurwa nenyama.
Of what the
asi ukaregera kuita confession.
But if you don't confess.
Yes, akataurwa naMwari.
Of what God says.
Show ina.
Chokwadi.
You go according to the works of the flesh.
Uchatezera mabasa enyama.
And you never please God.
Haumbofoka fadza
Mwari. That's why the Bible says.
Isa Bible richiti.
Munhu asiri mumoyo waMwari.
If a carnal mind.
Haakwanisi kufadza Mwari.
Cannot please God.
Unogwanisa kungofadza Mwari chete.
You can only please God.
Uri pasi pekutunzirwa nemweya mutsvene.
If you are led by the Holy Spirit.
Ndosaka kutendeuka kwezviro kwazvo.
That's why true repentance.
New birth.
Kuzvarwa patsva
comes by the Holy Ghost.
Kunouya nemweya mutsvene.
There is no way.
Hakuna imenzira.
You can be born again.
Nekuti uzvarwe patsva.
Without the Holy Ghost.
Pasina mweya mutsvene.
That's why the prophet says.
Nesam prophet achiti.
Many people.
Vanhu vakawanda.
They come.
Vanouya.
They receive a new spirit.
Vogamuchira mweya mutsva.
When they receive a new spirit.
Pavanogamuchira mweya mutsva.
They think they are born again.
Vobva vafunga kuti vazvarwa patsva.
But they go along.
Asi vamwe kufamba.
They go back into their thing.
Vanodzokera muzvinhu zvavo.
Because the Bible says.
Nekuti Bible rinoti.
In Ezekiel.
Muna Ezekiel.
He says, I'll give you a new heart.
Ndichakupai moyo mutsva.
And I'll give you a new spirit.
Ndichakupai mweya
mutsva. And then I'll put my spirit in you.
Zvino ndichazoisa mweya wangu
mamuri. And many people they don't come to that place.
Vanhu vazhinji havasvike pakupa
mweya waMwari. Where God puts his spirit in you.
Apa Mwari vanoisa mweya waMwari.
He stands in that control tower.
Mwari vova ndivo vari kudriva.
That whatever you do.
Chero chauri kuita.
It is God giving direction.
Ndimwari vari kukudriva.
But many times.
Asi kakawanda.
We just renew. Get the new spirit.
Tinongwana mweya mutsva.
Tavanhu vakanaka.
We are good people.
Takuuya kuchurch.
We are coming to church.
Takuwirirana nezvinotaurwa kuchurch.
And we are going along with the order of the church.
Asi kuti mweya Mwari vakaisa mweya wavo mauri.
But for God to put his spirit in you.
Amen. Ndiwo zove dingindira rekurarama kwako.
For that to be the principal theme of your living.
Mwari ndivo vanenge vachitungamirira pane chimwe nechimwe chaunoita.
God will be leading everything that you do.
Chese chaunoita hama hanzvadzi.
Whatever you do, my
brother. Kana Mwari vari kutungamirira.
If it is God in the control tower.
Hapana chinokugumbusa paunofamba.
Nothing will stumble you.
Amen. Nokuri kutarisa kuna Mwari.
Because you are looking to God.
Mwari ndivo vakatidai na hama hanzvadzi.
It's God who called you.
Sipano unoda kwa Mwari.
We are here because of God's plan.
Mwari ndivo vaka zevezera mukati mehana dzedu.
It's God who whispered into our hearts.
Tiri pano nokuti tiriuda kuenda kudenga.
We are here because we want to make it to heaven.
Tiri pano takamirira shanduko yemutumbi ino.
We are here waiting for the translation of this body.
Amen. Asi hapana imwe nzira yatokwanisa kuzviita.
But there's no way we can have victory.
Pano kuti tive tinozvipira kushoko raMwari zvakakwana.
Besides total surrender to the word of God.
Nokumira kuziva kuti ndiMwari voga.
And only waiting upon God who can bring change in our lives.
Haukwanise kuzviita iwe uri wega.
You cannot do it on your own.
Asi kazhinji vanhu tinoedza kurarama chiKristu isu tiri tega.
But many times we try to live a Christian life on our own.
We are not willing to surrender.
Atidi kuzvipira.
Yes, we sing, I surrender. Oh, I surrender.
Nimba ndinopira zvose, ndinopira
zvose. Oh, Jesus, I surrender.
Zvose kuna Jesu ndinopira.
But we don't surrender.
Asi hatizvipiri.
Because when you have surrendered, oh.
Nekuti kana wapira zvose.
You don't seek your own way.
Hautsvage nzira dzako wega.
You only seek what God wants in your life.
Unongotsvaga zvinodiwa naMwari muupenyu wako.
Here this morning, brother, sister.
Mangwana nani hama hanzvadzi.
Let's check in our lives.
At this time,
Easter.
Panguwa ino Easter.
Yes, brother, sister.
Wongu ama anzadi.
We have gone so long.
Tafamba ruendo wakareba.
Together with Christ.
Pamwechete na Kristo.
Amen. Maybe sometimes we don't realize. The prophet says. Amen. That time.
Panguwa iya.
Maybe when you're in hospital.
Panguwa ino mchipatara.
And you go, you were okay. You were healed.
Wukaporeskwa.
But you never realized that it was God with you.
Asa, unawuchereche za ndimwara
iwe. Maybe that time. When that car nearly knocked you down. Amen. But you don't realize that it is God who is leading you. But brother, sister,
he
has always been with you. If you could only see that whatever you have been going through, God was there. Because His promise is true. He says, I will be with you, even in you, until the end of age. The prophet says, that promise was never given to angels. That promise was given to a mortal man. It's only you, brother, sister, who has been given that promise. That God said, I will be with you, even in you, until the end of age. So, brother, sister, don't disappoint God. Amen. Amen. And say, now, where is He? In my life. He's there with you. Whatever you do,
he's
there standing. Wherever you go,
he's
there with you. I like
David
because he was one man who recognized that wherever he went, God was with him. He says, Lord, even if I'm covered with darkness, you will be there. Even if I go into the deepest of seas, you will be there. And he even went on to say, amen, thou you were over all the rain and the when I was curiously met in the bottom of the earth. Amen.
God was there.
God was taking care.
God knew.
Amen. The kind of fruits, the kind of whatever, so I found it since green and my own formed.
Mando yemichero. That
is
what God
is.
You cannot hide anything before God. That's why at this juncture, my brother and sister, it doesn't help to be a hypocrite. It doesn't help. It doesn't help to say one thing and to do another.
God, whatever you do,
it
does not escape the eyes of God.
And
whatever you do, amen. That's
the good thing about the word of God. That if a man, you have got something in you which is not of the word,
amen.
God is so good. Because God's law will never fall. He said, every seed, let it reproduce after its kind. If you have got something in you, which is not the word of God, it is going to wait for its season. Because every seed has got a season that it will be manifest. It will wait for a season. When the season is come, it doesn't matter what you want to pretend. That seed will be manifest. Willy nilly.
Amen.
Amen.
Takazviona amanzva.
We saw it, my brother and sister. We were surprised. We were surprised.
Nezvinhu zvaitika mukati moupenyu hwevanhu.
By things that were happening in people's lives. But the things that we understood.
Whatever you are harboring in your heart. Amen.
Whatever you are holding on to. God will be seeing
that.
You cannot cheat God.
Amen. Ndosaka zvakanzi zvinhu zvese zvinoitwa nevanhu zvichazodaidzirwa pamusoro pedu.
That's why on the judgment day, everything will be put in plain view before all the public. Because God knows all things.
Amen.
ndosaka mukaona zviri kuitika mukati menyika mukati menyika.
That's why if you notice the things happening in the world today.
Notice is noitika within the in the world.
Since zviri kuitika munyika.
It's only the devil who is trying to copy from God.
Ndi diabolo ari kuedza kukopera Mwari.
Amen. Ndosaka Satan aona kuti no Mwari vanoziva zvese zvese.
That's why the devil knows that God is
but
omnipresent.
Satan, there's no way he can be omnipresent. There's no way he can be omniscient.
Or omniscient.
Amen. Saka ni Satan aita sei.
What did the devil do?
Nokuti Satan ndiye ari kutonga pasi rino.
Because it's the devil who controls this world.
Amen. Nokuti kubva panguva ya pakadya Adam na Eve pamuti we knowledge and good.
Because from the day Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Amen. The Adam's fallen race.
Rudzi rwa Adam rwakawa.
He's been going through that trend.
Yanga ichingofamba nerwezvo.
Kuti zvinhu zvese vakuedza kuzvitsvagira iwo nepfungwa dzavo.
Because everything now they are following after their carnal minds.
Amen. Nokuti munhu esina hauchazivi zvese.
Because now men does not know everything.
Saka nivanhu through technology.
Saka vanhu kubudikidza nebudiro yesaini.
Ndosaka Bible rakatiro hanzi nemazuva ekupedzisira.
That's why the Bible says in the end times
knowledge shall increase.
Ruzivo ruchawanda ruchawedzera.
Amen. Saka nezve Satan zvaakuita manje.
Now what the devil is doing?
Akuda kuita samwari.
He wants to be like God.
Asa akaita samwari.
But he cannot be like God.
Ndosaka akuisa masatellite mudenga.
That's why there are satellites.
Vobva vaita zvese zveGPS.
In the orbit now we have got global positioning system.
Amen. Kuti vanoda kuti vazive kuti no brother Luxon zvino vari papi.
Now they want to know kuti where is brother Luxon?
Vobva vakupai mafoni zvichidza abudirira mafoni.
And they give you advanced smartphones.
Amen. Kuti abudirira mafoni.
They are now advanced. And you say, I know we are advancing. But all that the devil wants to do is to know where you are and what you have been doing. What is happening. When you want to get to you. When they want to get you.
Amen. Vanotongotsvaga nokuda kwefoni yako.
They can get you because of your phone.
Chero vasingakuziva vasinambokuona.
And even those who don't know have never seen you.
Ari kuona zvikuita Satan.
Now you see what
ada kuedzesera Mwari.
He wants to imitate God.
Asisu zvamanzva.
But we brethren,
panguva inekupedzisira.
In this end time,
Mwari vakatipa.
God gave us
the correct GPS.
GPS yechokwadi.
We are connected nedenga.
Because we are connected with heaven.
Mwari vanoziva zvose.
God knows all things.
Ndosaka hamanzvadzi.
That's why my brother.
Upenyu hwako.
Your life.
Unofanirwa kuti uhuise pasi peshoko raMwari.
You must put it under the word of God.
Unokonekana nedenga.
And then connect with heaven.
Kuti unoziva Mwari.
To know God.
Nzvimbo yavari.
In the place that he is.
Nzvimbo yauri kuenda.
You know the place where you are going.
Amen. Haungangozoenda kudenga.
You cannot just end up in heaven.
Amen. Iwe usingaziye kwauri kuenda.
Not knowing your destiny.
Amen. Usingaziye kwakabva.
Not knowing where you come from.
Usina sure kwauri kuenda.
And you are not sure of
your
destiny.
You have to be sure.
Unofana kunyatsoziva
of that heaven.
Yedenga racho.
When you are still here.
Ka uchitori pano pasi.
Amen. Because you are a creature.
Nekuti uri chisikwa.
Of heaven.
Chekudenga.
In you.
Mauri.
There is something which is taking you.
Pane chinhu chiri kutonza.
To the heavenly.
That's why this
message has come.
Ndosaka maridzo ino yakauya.
Message yakauya.
This message came.
Kuti gadget yakaiswa mauri naMwari.
That gadget that God put in you.
Inodavirira kuna Mwari.
Which resonates with God.
Pave ne connection.
That there be a connection.
Yokuti Mwari kana vakudana.
That when God is calling you.
Pane chimwe chiri mauri.
There's already something in you.
Chakaiswa naMwari.
Put by God.
Ndosaka hamanzva.
That's why my brother and sister.
We are a privileged people.
Tiri vanhu vakakomborerwa chaizvo.
Tenda message ino yekupedzisira.
That we believe the end time message.
Message yingo yanekupedzisira.
But this end time message
yekuti Mwari
it's for God
vange vari mauri.
That God will be in you.
Usazorora hamanzvadzi.
Don't rest my brother and sister.
Nokungouya kuchechi.
By just coming to church.
Usazorora hamanzvadzi.
Don't be comforted my brother and sister. Just I'm just a good sister.
Usazorora hamanzvadzi.
Don't be comforted my brother and sister. Because you are just a good brother.
Amen. Asi zorora.
But be comforted.
Kana wakuziva kuti iwewe pachako.
When you know yourself.
Iwe unohuchapupu.
You have got a testimony.
Wekuti Mwari vari kufamba neni.
That
God is walking with me.
And this is not only in the church, but sister so and so.
I'm not the one who must testify that that sister is walking with God. I might not see God in your
life.
But if you know individually that God is in me, you don't need people to confirm that.
Amen.
But you need God's confirmation. That's what Paul says. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God.
So that testimony has to be new as an individual. Amen. Don't get a testimony from me.
That brother so and so is a good brother. But you know that you don't have that testimony in your life. You know yourself better. There's no one who knows what man is.
Amen.
Except for the spirit that is in man.
Amen.
The spirit that is in you. It knows you. That's the spirit that says, let it testify. The same thing with the spirit of God. Amen.
Discouraged.
Then you will not be discouraged. If you hear and notice that brother Ngwaretu, you are no longer seeing him here.
Amen. South Africa.
Something happened in South Africa then. You will not be troubled. Because you are already posted by the word of God. He's fulfilling the three kinds of believers, so he was among the three kinds of believers. We will pray for God to help him. But it's only God who can help him.
Amen.
Amen.
We
are traveling along the journey.
Caleb and Joshua.
Caleb and Joshua. They were not troubled. When Datan and Korah were swallowed by
God,
they were not troubled. They knew. They will make it. The message they were holding on to is for getting them to Canaan. Now concerning those who are swallowed by the earth,
and
those who are beaten by snakes in the wilderness, and those remaining at the bitter waters, it's up to them. But my calling is to enter Canaan. My calling is to get into the rapture. My calling.
Amen. I say
is not to be disturbed.
Amen. Let the 10 spies.
Never sorry, Gumi.
The 10 spies. That's the ripple.
The 10 spies.
Surely the land is good.
Wongu nyika yakanaka.
Surely this message is good.
Wongu maridzo yakanaka.
But zvekuti zvekuti. Zvina murapi hazviiti.
To end kubvutwa.
Zviri kuitika hamanzvadzi.
It's happening.
Ina hangu handisi munhu anonyanya kutedza zvepa internet.
I'm not a person. Who likes internet preachers so much? People who follow things on the internet.
There's many people. We have walked with the prophet. There's many people who are believing this message. Who are criticizing this message. Like they never believed it before.
But
not, this is what matters.
We are not troubled by that. The one who spoke to me is God. It's not man. And I was expecting those things to happen along this journey. That's why, my brother and sister, don't be troubled so much by the things that are happening. If we were taken by things that were happening, we wouldn't be standing here this morning. But there are things that are happening along this journey. But the most important thing, to stand on the way, stand with God. There's one thing that proves that you are right or wrong. It's God. If you stand with God's word, faithfully,
doesn't matter
how people might say you are wrong,
confirm.
God will confirm.
Amen. Kuturi right.
That you are right. Because God confirms
His word that is in you, that you are standing on. I'm not troubled in my life. I'm not troubled.
And I'm not a person who
tries to go fishing to find out who was gossiping me. No. I know my call.
My call.
Kudanwa kwangu.
Amen. It's not to talk about what people are saying about me.
I see you talking about man. Marukumbu tiba msoro pangu.
My call.
Kudanwa kwangu.
Not to argue with anyone.
I see you zana narone man.
My call.
Kudanwa kwangu.
Amen. It's the change of my body.
Kushanduru wa kumutumbi wangu.
No damu zikurandi naro chete.
That is where my strife and my contention is. What others are doing.
Ah, nini.
It's not my baby.
Chandino da chete.
What I want is
to
my life.
Wakanangane ne shoko.
Is it in
resonating with the word?
Whatever I do,
achi kumbuse mwana wa mwari.
Is it not a stumbling block to a child of
Amen.
God? That's why my brother
panguba ino yatiku Easter.
In this Easter holiday, before I finish.
Amen. Panguba Jesu Christ va kunoroverwa.
The time when Jesus was going to be crucified.
Vakavene the Last Supper.
Yeah, he had his Last Supper.
Amen. When they were on the table,
Magagarapa tafura.
Jesus Christ anzaga vatanga kutaura vadzidzi.
And Jesus started telling his disciples.
Zganzpano mwenyu.
Zganzi, one of you
is going to betray me.
Achandi nyenge, achandi tengesa.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, chunjaganaka pa script ya iroro.
The good thing about that scripture.
Chanaka farira.
What I like
kuti,
is
and, verse,
and all of them.
Amen. Apana akamboti, no. Pamwe ndi Judas.
No one even thought or presumed it could be Judas.
Apana akamboti, pamwe ndi Andrew.
Or it's Andrew.
Or kana kuti ndi Peter.
Or Peter.
Chincha vakaita.
What they did.
Munhu wese.
Each and everyone.
Anzi umwe nomwe wavo.
Each and everyone. When they were told that one of them is going to deceive Christ, they all asked and said, "Is it me, Lord?"
Amen.
Is it me, Lord? Each and everyone.
Amen.
I want to say, brother and sister, in this time we are living, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He is being crucified again on the cross of Calvary. But it's us, my brother and sister,
who will be the ones to make him go on the cross the second time again. Amen.
Amen.
By the way, we live. By the way, we do our things. By the way, we conduct ourselves. It's us who is bringing reproach. Christ Jesus,
kuna Christ Jesus,
who has been made manifest in this day.
So my brother and sister, what I want each and everyone to do is to ask the Lord, is it me, Lord? Is it me, Lord, bringing reproach to your word? Is it me, Lord, that I am making it impossible for you to be made manifest? Is it me, Lord? Am I the one blocking that those who are sick be not healed in our midst? Is it me, Lord, that is bringing a reproach to your name?
You know, the reason I thought about this one time. You know, when I was back in South Africa there.
South Africa,
some brothers they sent a message. Amen. They sent a message. Of what was happening when there were people who were commenting. About the people in the message. So I think there is a brother with I don't know with some he was a brother.
Pane ime handofunga pane ime hama yanga imburi hama
yanga hama
Iama.
Asine maitiro ayanga ichiita.
But in the way he was doing his things.
Ine mazvibatiro ayanga ichizviita.
And his conduct.
Pamberi pehama dzake.
Before his brethren.
Pamberi pehama dzake dzisingana mati.
Before his relatives who were unbelieving.
Anga ane maitiro ake.
He had his own way.
Anga ane maonero ake.
He had his own way of doing
a message.
Of the message.
Sakana anga ane maitiro ake aiita zvinhu zvake.
He had his own conception of the message, so he had his own conduct.
As my tiro aganga achita a message.
But that conduct of the message,
vanhu vakanga zvinenge vachikomenta.
The people who were commenting,
they were not commenting about this brother.
Vakanga vasiri kuzotaura pamusoro pehama.
They were now commenting about the message.
Vakanga vakutaura zvinhu pamusoro pemharidzo.
Vanhu tinovaziva vanhu
aya. Ah, we know these people.
Vanhu vekwa Branham.
We know these people of Branham. If you thought people don't know you, they know you. There's a church in Merrick Park. There's one in Belvedere. There's one at Eastleigh. There's one at so and so. Those people, they are not good. They are not good. The things that were being said.
It was a message on Twitter.
It was a message on Twitter and people now were giving comments and people know the message. Those at Merrick Park. And many things were being said.
That's when I said, really, brother, sister,
it's important that when you are a Christian, the way you handle yourself before your brethren, before your colleagues,
the only thing you have to do is to display Christ. Amen. Is to display who Christ is. That's
what you must do. That's why, my brother and sister, in this life,
as individuals,
Sedunga Moon, hold on to this message of the hour.
God is requiring you
that you manifest God. Many people, they are going to miss heaven because of you.
Amen. Jesus Christ Pharisee.
Do you know Jesus Christ pointed at the Pharisees? And you.
Munomira pa door.
You stand at the door of heaven, which you do not enter yourself. But you forbid those who want to enter heaven.
So, brother, sister, let's not stand in that position. Where we ourselves, we are not coming to that full manifestation of the word in our lives. In order for others to see that Christ is alive, and surely he can change lives. Surely there is a difference between a person
panemunu
who has received the message of this hour,
akagamuchira mharidzo yenguva yedu,
amen, and any other man who is saying he is a Christian somewhere.
Neani zvake nje anongoti ndiri
muKristu. Because that's the difference which has to be there.
Ndomusiyano fananga uviripo.
It has to be the life of God.
Unofananga uri upenyu
hwaMwari. It has to be God in you.
Anofanira ari Mwari
mauri. Manifesting himself.
Achiziratidza.
Amen, not just coming to church.
Kwete kungoya kuchechi.
Ikangovenga yokuya kuchechi.
If it is an issue of coming to church,
we hear comments.
All those ones from Eastleigh, they are very bad people.
Amen.
So I am not identified with Eastleigh.
I am identified with Christ.
Do you know on a Christ?
And Christ is in you and me.
Christo ari mauri
nemi. I am identified with Christ.
Do you know on a Christ?
Let that God be seen.
In your life. That's what God is looking for. That's why he sent the prophet in the end time. That our eyes be opened. That Christ
ave pakati pedu.
Be in our midst.
Christ haana kuenda.
Christ did not go.
Pakaenda muprofita.
When the prophet went.
Christ ari pano.
Christ is here. This morning.
He is here.
Ari pano.
To perform.
Kuratidza.
Whatever he has promised in his
word. Zvavakaratidza
mushoko. He is here to change your life.
Ari pano kushandura upenyu hwako.
He is here to heal you if you are sick.
Ari pano kukuporesa kana
uchirwara. He is here to provide for all your needs.
Ari pano kukupa zvose zvaunoda.
Mwari vavo vachiri vapenyu.
That God is still alive.
Mwari vavo kana asingakwanisi kuita provide for you today.
That God cannot.
Zvino vanobatsirei Mwari
vavo. So what good is that God to you?
Ndosaka Paul akazobvunza, why stand we in the jeopardy?
That's why Paul asked,
amen. If Christ has not risen from the dead,
if
Christ is not alive today, if he cannot raise you away from your sin,
why do
you stand and preach? But
you
are saying Christ is alive today. He is more than able to give you a life which is above sin. He is more than able to raise you up from your sickness. He is able to provide for each and every need. If you can only hold on to his promise, he is more than able to do whatever you desire. If only you can hold on to his word. If you can only take heed to the promise of his word, hold on. Like Abraham.
Abraham.
Amen. Because many times,
Kakawanda.
Amen. We say we are the children of Abraham.
Abraham.
But we cannot hold on to the promise of God.
But
Abraham held on to that promise.
Abraham
for 25 years.
Kumakore 25.
You cannot hold on for 2 weeks. You cannot hold on for 1 year. Amen. It's because, brother, sister, our mindset has been so much set with the world. Because we want things which come quickly.
Things that happen quickly.
Amen.
Amen. God is not like that. God does things according to his time. God wants you to wait upon his word. Many times he waits to see what is in you. So that you can really
and
see that I've not reached that standard.
Amen.
Of the faith that God requires.
You remember that other sister whom the prophet was wanted to pray for? Amen. And the prophet said,
do you have faith?
And
she said, yes, I believe, Brother Branham.
Amen. No, sure.
And the prophet asked again, sister, do you really have faith? And she said, yes, I have got faith. So now there was a chandelier in the room.
Amen.
And the prophet challenged and said, now if you have faith,
amen. Now
use your faith to move that chandelier to sway side to side. And then she said, no, it's impossible.
He says, but if you have got faith,
and as the prophet, can I pretend?
You'll be able to do it. And the prophet did it. That's when she realized she is not having that faith. Amen. She is not truly believing that it's possible that if you have got faith, you can move mountains.
So that's
the same thing with us, brothers and sisters. Many times we say we are waiting on the promise of God. But
you
always want to find a quick solution around it.
Now we start to manufacture things because we cannot wait. I think it's good, brother and sister, that we might be able to wait upon the Lord. We look up to God, knowing that God will never fail on his word. That's the desire of my heart. That God help me. That I might be able to stand on his word. That I must see Christ in my life. That's the desire of my heart every day. I just don't want to be a good brother in church. But I want that in my life. That there be a history.
Amen.
A record that will be coming
because
of the mystery of Christ in my life.
Amen.
He's the one we are walking with. He's leading in everything. May God bless you.
Amen. Ndere mufambe ene imi munesi ene ande nanda se. Bye.
Because